Go to HoustonTexans.com to register for your chance to win Lunch with a Texan, which includes lunch in the Texans cafeteria with the Texans Community Player of the Year, food provided by Whataburger, and a tour of the Houston Texans team facilities. November's nominees are Chris Myers, Xavier Suofilo, and Garrett Graham.
Texans Huddle is brought to you by Houston Community College. Start here, go anywhere. Texans Huddle is also brought to you in part by Amegy Bank. Amegy Bank of Texas is proud to be the official bank of the Houston Texans. MD Anderson. MD Anderson, making cancer history. Texas Emergency Care Center. In network, in your neighborhood, in case of emergency. Ready or not, we are. And by Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game today for a chance to win big.
Hey guys, I'm John Weeks with the Texans. So we're doing a little segment of What's in My Locker. I'm sorry to do this to you, but I don't got too much. A couple sweatshirts, a couple t-shirts. I got the basic. We got our knee and thigh pads. I got a couple special teams books right here. I got my mouthpieces, my toothbrush. Got to make sure I got the clear eyes stuff for my contacts, my deodorant. This right here is my fancy six-pack lunchbox where I carry my pre-made meals to and from the house. These are my meals right here. It's a business called In Motion Meals, and they send me pre-made good, healthy meals throughout the week. This one right here is a little bit of steak and rice. And then the other one I brought today is lean meatballs and rice. So that's what I got there. I got my game cleats. I got two pairs of my game cleats. We got some bad weather 6-inchers. I got some training shoes. And I got my roller. And I'm John Weeks, and that's what's in my locker.
And welcome back to Texans Huddle. As you can hear, Frozen going on behind us. Frozen is what we are going to be in Cleveland this weekend. But we still got a couple other things to deal with, and that is we just came out of John Weeks, what was in his locker.
Yes.
Some great stuff. He, of course, is just one of my favorite people down
in
the locker room.
He's wonderful. Former paramedic.
Oh, I did not know that.
What do you mean you didn't know that?
I didn't know
that.
Former Baylor Bear. I could tell you all kinds of
things. Well, you're about to learn a lot more right here because it's time for Dear Drew, and it's presented by the Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game today. Let's find out what Drew's up to this week.
Hey, welcome into Dear Drew. So good to see you. I'm Drew Doherty, and usually this segment kind of ticks some folks off in the office. I mean, it doesn't tick her off, the lady next door, because she's always got headphones on and can't hear me. And it doesn't tick her off because she's always in meetings. But old grouchy britches behind me, he gets salty.
Old Johnny Laughter Pants is doing his weekly noisemaking session.
All right, enough of that. Let's answer some of your questions. All right, first one comes from Charles Devine, D-E-V-I-N-E. He's not Divine. This used to be a great video Q&A about football. Now it's just stupid clip humor where Drew picks the most irrelevant or non-football questions so he can make a joke. This bit should be trashed. I just picked your question, so what's that say about you?
Ooh, bad.
Charles, to show that there's no hard feelings, you're gonna get some Texas Lottery scratch-off. See, you thought you were the bigger man by chopping me down, and then I chopped you back down, but you know what? I'm building you back up with money, stacks of it. So scratch away, buddy, like you got an itch. Bobby Young has this one. I don't know what he's talking about, but he just says, he's a good actor. That all I got to say about that, except he should got to visit work and make some more movies so we could enjoy his acting. Thank you, Bobby. That was enlightening.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
As entertaining as we find our Drew, I don't think anyone finds him more entertaining than he does himself.
Well, we have him in his office there being held for observation, Patty, so hopefully things work out.
All right, well, as you can not hear, the Frozen theme has ended, but the Frozen theme for us continues over the weekend. How big of a factor will weather be?
I think it's a pretty big factor here. I asked Ryan Mallett about it this week. He said, no problem, we're just getting ready for the Browns. Well, you're going to have wind. The wind on Monday is supposed to gust over 20, and it could creep into Sunday. That'll affect the passing game. Now, Mallett has the strong arm, which is big. I asked Andre Ware about throwing with the wind. He said he'd rather throw into the wind than with the wind because the ball sails on you. We'll see how that plays out. I never thought I'd be saying this, but can we go to Cleveland to warm up? Because I think this is good prep this week, being in Houston, getting the team ready for the conditions in Ohio.
Yeah, well, it's you may think you're cold now, but it's a whole different level when we get there. But we will be there trying to stay warm. As I mentioned a little bit earlier in the show, we are going to hit the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with this guy right here. You can see that on Texans Countdown Live at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning, where we are counting you down live to the show. And then be sure to flip right back over to Fox Sports Southwest after the game, where we are hopefully wrapping up a Houston Texans victory. Have a great weekend, everyone.